Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seem like everybody's pissing on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you. You were the darling when you saved the world. WW1 and 2. France would just be part of Germany now if it hadn't been for you. Now your children wanna turn you in to something other than your. They burn your flag in their city streets more than anybody else. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seems like everybody's pissing on red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you. Who they gonna count on when you're not there to take their call? Will the world keep right on spinning without the greatest of them all? Without the helping hand of God, your days are numbered, my old friend. Wish you're gonna miss you, girl. You were the best that's ever been. Happy birthday, America.
I don't know a better way to open this program today. Oh, I can think of a lot better ways. When I came across this song the night before the 4th of July, it's the best piece of music Toby Keith has done in years. And I like the guy. Good evening. Welcome to the Edge of Darkness. Jeff Bennett here on this 6th day of July. Haven't been around for a while. But I've had some amazing response to the programs that we aired Thursday, Friday, and yesterday. And I thank those of you who expressed your thanks and your comments. John and Carol in particular. And what a way to start the program today. Oh, my goodness. Jen Psaki, this so-called press secretary, has now warned Americans that the U.S. government will be taking the nanny state to a disturbing new level. Jen Psaki said the Biden administration intends to go door-to-door to harass Americans about taking the vaccine. She says the president will outline 5 areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. 1 targeted community by door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how safe and accessible the vaccine is. Well, let's see. There are currently 157 million fully vaccinated Americans in this country. There's fewer than 6,000 cases and 50 deaths a day. The goalposts continue to move from 15 days to slow the spread to reaching herd immunity at 60% of vaccinated, plus naturally immune to 80-85%. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? All of this has resulted in a flood of responses by people all over this country who are fed up with the U.S. government overstepping its bounds, sending government officials door to door to ensure compliance from the masses to meet their agenda deadline, as always, worked out for the little guys. That according to Marcel Sergio. And Jess Blaine says, I hope whoever comes to my door pushing a vaccine like dogs. And another commenter said, this is going to end poorly. Well, my friends, it appears this is yet another sign that the Bite Me administration is not concerned about major overreach into some of the most personal decisions that Americans can make. It can easily backfire, hopefully, come election time. But then I don't give a damn about election. What are we going to do, wait for another 3.5 years? Or we think we can really make a difference with the midterms? That's too far down the road, folks. So just wait to see who comes knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Well, excuse us. Well, we dismantled our country. Democrats are preparing the prize for the elites to complete this dismantling. The Bilderberg Group, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Gates Foundation, Council on Foreign Relations. Oh, that's right. It was announced over the weekend that little Jeffy Bezos is stepping down as the head guy at Amazon. Of course, that's only because he's getting ready to fly off into outer space somewhere. I maintain he's been there for a long time, but that's another story. You know, the genesis of our destruction began not on January 20th or January 6th or November or whatever. Began decades ago. With our morals and our culture being chipped away with the aid of a compliant Marxist media and a business culture that goes along to get along because it's so damn good for their business. And so we've now accepted what we never thought we would just 10 or 15 years ago. Imagine a judge, not the people, deciding that gender no longer is a factor in marriage. We need to remember that even brilliant people make absurd pronouncements. Big business collectively has little concern in the way of morality. Their interest is purely profit. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but you would hope that large corporations would have a set of standards that don't waver with every change of the wind direction. Unfortunately, many major denominational churches have fallen into the same trap. Fill the pews and everything will take care of itself. Not so. Because Jesus will spew them out of his mouth. You know, one could probably liken it to a child that goes awry. But the parents thinking that if they correct the child, they'll lose the child's love. And as a result, the parents decide to go along with the youngster's determination, but only to find that they have not only lost the child, but their own self in the process. They seem to have forgotten that greater love is to correct the child. How many times I'll be looking around Facebook and I'll see a picture of a belt or a paddle, asking if you were on the receiving end of that when you were a child. You know, kind of straighten your act out. And those days are all long gone because the children have grown up believing that all they got to do is call the police to report on you for being physically abusive. Where was our government? Our representatives when our cities began to rot? Where were they when our schools from kindergarten on up to university were being taken over by committed Marxists? They didn't notice or pay attention that our young weren't being taught reading and math and history, but hatred for this country. Where are they now when our crime rate is skyrocketing with many cities almost all Democrat in complete and utter chaos? Our government is probably the largest government, the most bloated the world has ever seen. What has our government become for the investment that Americans have made? A self-perpetuating, self-centered, ignorant, outside in its own self-importance entity that no longer either respects nor fears the people it took an oath to serve. There are many of us who feel, as President Reagan did, that there is no limit to the amount of good you can do if you don't care who gets the credit. We're all going to have to look diligently, people, but there are those out there working hard, and they're being ignored. And the personification of this current putrefaction is one Barack Obama. Oh, he won the presidency twice, not because of his qualifications, but because of the media blackout around his bio. And he was merely a media creation. Many good Americans wanted to show the world that racism was in our distant past, and are now looking into the future. And after he won and took office, Obama paid them back by gushing poison back in their faces. He told Americans they stunk of racism, and then proceeded to do absolutely nothing for the black community, turning a blind eye toward the abhorrent conditions in the inner cities brought about by decades of Democratic promises. And why? Because his plan all along was not to build, but to destroy. Oh, my friends, Obama is a Marxist and saw only a future in destroying America, not rebuilding it. And here we are. Our country is being destroyed, dismantled in front of our very eyes. Our borders are wide open, not to help any of the individuals hungry for freedom, but to change our demographics in hopes that they will vote Democrat as soon as it can be arranged. Our economy is crumbling. Gasoline prices in some places are twice what they were just a year ago. Lumber prices, forget it. Meat prices, awful. I went to the grocery store the other night to pick up a few things. Took my son-in-law with us, which I don't very often do, but said, hey, you want to go? He said, number one, because I had to pick up some heavy packages of water, and right now with some of the issues I've got going on, I can't be lifting that kind of weight. I saw a steak. This is what I call the mini Walmart, you know, the neighborhood market. $12.59 for a single steak. Awful. But don't worry, folks, because Bill Gates, the nation's farmland owner, is working on synthetic beef. I mean, they don't want us eating meat anyway. It's bad for the climate. We have a so-called pandemic that has been bought and paid for by the Democrat political establishment looking for a crisis, aided by the Chinese Communist Party, more than happy to deliver a biological weapon into the United States with the rest of the world as a diversion. And the medical profession? Oh, they are looking to profit in such a big, big way. Oh, that's right. That's why they're going to send people knocking on your door to make sure you got the vax, right? Yeah. My friends, we've got idiocy everywhere. The chief being the president of the United States who lives in his own little world and can't stop embarrassing the country or himself. The guy thinks he's the smartest cat in the room, but he doesn't even know what day it is. We have academics that say good grammar is racist, and high-ranking military officers that think our biggest national security problem are Trump voters. And Joy Behar thinks the term Black Friday might be racist. Classical music is racist. Oh, let's not forget Shakespeare and Mark Twain. Ooh, baby, them's racist. And let's not forget Gucci and Prada. Standardized testing. Math. Jingle bells. Declaration of Independence. Dumbo. Chopsticks. Republicans. Voter ID laws. Peanut butter. Air conditioning. Ketchup. All police officers. Tipping. Kellogg's Corn Pops. Grandfather clauses. And let's not forget all of us honkies. All of we white men and women. I got a problem with that, though. I'm not white. I got a t-shirt on that's white. I'm Caucasian. Oh, that's right. That's a word beyond their abilities, isn't it? Hey, let's not forget zoning laws. I mean, the Democrats want to eliminate the great American dream, the suburbs. What their own fathers and mothers and grandparents built after World War II. They want to put Section 8 housing next to the private home you worked so hard to buy and maintain. It's simple, folks. They don't want to raise the floor. They never have. They've always believed it was simpler just to lower the ceiling. It's called equity. Everyone equally miserable. Equality is dead. But you may ask yourself, Bennett, where is all of this going? Where are you trying to take us with this? Well, it's not where I'm trying to take you. It's where they're trying to take us, to globalism. The elites of the world want to take over and show we ignorant slobs the errors of our ways. No more private property. No more eating meat. No more cash. No more privacy. Single homes. Single family homes. They want controlled population and genetics. That's what they want for the future. No more religion except for sustainability. For you see, the elites are their own religion. The Democrats are preparing the prize for the elites to complete the dismantling. The Bilderberg Group, Rockefeller Foundation, Gates, Council on Foreign Relations, truly each and every one, all enemies of America, both foreign and domestic, all godless, narcissistic sociopaths. Oh, China's going along, even helping. They're using the elites as useful idiots. China's interest is not a one-world government, unless the world and the government is theirs. But it's okay. You see, if you're really unhappy about all this, if you think it'll help, you can always change your gender. I mean, the world may not say anything, but they'll probably still think you're nuts. Welcome to America, my friends. Yeah. Happy birthday, America. How'd the word go? I can't even get to it fast enough. Happy birthday, America, whatever's left of you. I think it's one of the most profound pieces that Toby Keith has done in a lot of years. But you see, all that we've shared with you proves that the sun is setting on liberty. This nation is divided. Half patriots, half traitors, and no man can tell which from which. Mark Twain. Oh, but that guy's a racist. You know, it has become a purely astounding thing to watch. I'd say quite unbelievable for the most part, but to see Joey in the White House, when half the time, depending on what time of the day it is, he can't even string two coherent sentences together. The entire absurdity of this man, supposedly of having actually won the 2020 election, becomes ever more stark with each passing day. And it leaves those of us in opposition to his illegitimate regime wondering just who is running the federal government from behind the scenes. All while understanding that everything enacted to date exhibits they are intent on abrogating the entire Constitution, suppressing our unalienable God-given rights, and imposing a hardcore authoritarian communist or heavy-handed fascist form of government. Joey and his regime can call themselves anything they see as a fitting description of their destructive political machine and its associated beliefs and oft-stated ideological perspectives, but whatever name one ascribes to them, without a doubt, they are in fact quite similar to Germany's National Socialists of the 1930s and 40s, Mao's Chinese Communist, and its subsequent cancel culture that grew from the Great Leap Forward. Biden's and Commie Central run the gamut, and they embrace the worst of all previous spawns of Marx, including class warfare, race warfare aimed at all who oppose his regime and the Democratic Party's agenda, which is why we see the hard push to demonize all white people, especially conservative white people, Caucasians. We're racist, we're white supremacists, we're even named potential domestic terrorists. And yet, Joey's administration moves to conscript big business and America's workers into a more deeply entrenched form of crony capitalism, better known as fascism. They want to put the nation's banks and the U.S. Treasury in service to him and his authoritarian socialist state, with compulsory mandates in all segments of life accepted and advocated by his followers and inner circle as a necessary tack to achieve their ends. You know, many years ago, I did a two-part series on one of the greatest heroes America's ever had in my lifetime and in many of your lifetimes. Maybe one of these days we'll resurrect it and air it. It's worth learning what we've long been taught to forget. Joseph McCarthy. As one can easily find through the declassified Venona files and the Soviet messages intercepted by U.S. intelligence agencies, I submit to you that Senator Joe McCarthy was absolutely 100% right when he tried to warn America in the 1950s of a massive movement by communists to infiltrate the U.S. government that was being aided by the media, the labor unions, Hollywood, the New York Times and communist sympathizers in every single state, just like we see happening today. But Joe McCarthy was ignored. He was ridiculed. But unlike when commies like Alger Hiss, aide to FDR, and Henry White, assistant secretary of the Treasury under FDR, were attempting to keep their true political nature secret, today's communists simply own it and proudly proclaim their intentions of transforming America and eradicating the founding and the republic. But badly outnumbered, McCarthy died at the age of 48. Despised, censured, ridiculed, but he got the last laugh, even if from the grave. When the Soviet Union finally collapsed thanks to Ronald Reagan's efforts and its overextension of its economy while trying to maintain an empire. And declassified KGB files revealed that there were 221 communists working in J. Edgar Hoover's FBI in 1931 alone. So just imagine how many were in place through the 1950s. Just imagine how many holding Marxist Maoist sympathizers are in place today within the FBI. The Central Intelligence Agency, the Department of Justice, or even the United States Department of Defense. Remember Van Jones, the green jobs czar under Obama? Openly a self-avowed communist. And if we can accept the term progressive, that the term progressive has today become largely recognized as meaning socialist or communist, then this places a huge array of former and current Democratic Party leaders into the category of known communists, including our dictator-in-chief, Joey, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, although Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How about Representative Rashida Tlaib, Keith Ellison, Representative Luis Gutierrez, former CIA Director John Brennan, among others? None of them would run from such a description. Because today's socialists and communists are pretty much out in the open all throughout our government institutions, and they loudly proclaim their hatred for capitalism and America. And everything that came before their heroes, Marx and Mao. So with America's founding and the Declaration of Independence, the world saw a young nation reject the sort of authoritarianism of kings and tyrants that left them no say in the direction of their lives and the lives of their families, all in favor of a brand of independence and self-determination, heretofore unseen in a world run by authoritarians. And that remarkable joining of equality under the law and liberty and the concepts of limited government and free markets and individual freedom and liberty is still the last brightest hope for our people and for humanity itself. But is it? Because it seems to be nothing more than a brightest hope any longer. Since our founding, America has largely been the exception to the tyranny currently trending across the globe. Whether one speaks of fascism or communism or some other form of ism that kills liberty, all up until these last few years, with a hard push by the socialists and the commies of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and many other lesser-known organizations. Purely disgusting, despicable, horribly sad to witness people tout the ideas of Marx as some beautiful utopian philosophy. when it is proven to be nothing less than a death-dealing concept that has enslaved and impoverished one nation after another. And it has approximately 160 million murders to its credit in the 20th century alone. How can anyone be so blind as to want this over the capitalist system joined with the concepts of the rule of law and equality and liberty that liberated millions from slavery and poverty, much less depict America's founding as evil? And yet our nation's communists, the Democratic Party, they're not interested in honest dialogue and true compromises on the issue. They seek nothing less than capitulation and surrender to their demands and agenda, and they currently believe that they have the momentum to push forward without caution or care for what any opposition may think or want. And for the moment, they may be right in that they have currently been able to temporarily neutralize the rules-based republic and render its mechanisms harmless to their anti-American agenda, just as we see in regards to their open border operations. These communists have based their lives and careers on scamming all America to believe that they give a damn about us. But everything they do is self-serving and centered on advancing their agenda and the revolution. They really don't care about civil rights, LGBTQ rights, immigrants' rights. I mean, take a look at Kamala's miserable border performance, and anything you hear about Kamala right now is apparently she's treating all the people in her staff like pieces of crap. Our enemies don't care about anything of real use to we the people. Their position on any issue of the day is based on its usefulness to their goal of seizing and holding power. And too many of our compassionate countrymen fail to see the Democratic Party's malevolence that is dividing and fracturing America as they work to consolidate their power and line their own pockets with ill-gained wealth stolen from America's coffers. Honorable Americans, which I hope includes you and I, people with deep integrity, we tend to deal in facts. But these Marxists and Maoists, or whatever they want to refer to themselves, they deal in strategy. And they are waging an asymmetrical war against traditional America that is focused on the conquest of conservative and Christian America in a manner that abandons all truth. For they seek only to discredit their opponents badly enough to ensure that they are able to keep power and continue to bleed our U.S. Treasury and the American taxpayers dry. But think about this. How many Americans don't believe that the taxpayers are being bled dry? I mean, look what Joey has done for us with all the COVID money and everything that's been paid out. Look at the various governors around the country that have told the people, well, don't worry about working, we'll take care of you. California, $3,000 a month not to work? I speak often of this Denny's that I go to several nights a week. Sometimes more often than not, because I got to get the hell out of this place once in a while. I may just go up for a couple cups of coffee. Two cups of coffee for me, I actually sleep quite well. And I'll come back and maybe I'll stay up and do a little bit of work. Maybe I'll come back and go to bed. They cannot get enough help to keep that place going 24 hours a day right now. They had a cook the other night that had to work 2.5 straight shifts because some other cook didn't come in. Oh, that's right. They were out watching fireworks, probably got drunk. They can't get enough servers. They can't keep a manager working there. My friend who was the manager there for years, the night manager, just finally said enough is enough and walked out. The general manager of that Denny's restaurant is the most destructive bitch I've ever met in my life. She's not taking control. She's letting this place completely fall apart. But why does anybody want to work? They're getting unemployment. They're getting COVID money. They're getting handouts. My God, I go on the internet all the time and I'm seeing, hey, you know, if you're on the internet, you got this and that, you might be due for some recompense from the government. What? Because I got websites? I don't want your damn money. Of course, now we've got the vaccine passports. Oh yeah, they're emerging from the hyped COVID event. The charges of racism, white supremacy, cancel culture tactics are all seen espoused in critical race theory. Our good friends in Washington are using psychological warfare against American citizens as they lie to our faces. They threaten us. They censor. They silence us. And in the process, they attempt to alter reality, revise our history, and punish those of us who resist and refuse to comply with their idiotic racist bullshit. Steeped in its own brand of anti-Semitism. It costs us our jobs when any respective company acquiesces to their tyranny. They seek to make all conservative and independent Americans afraid to sing America's praises or exhibit pride in America and our love for her. If people cannot speak the truth, and the truth cannot be heard through open dialogue, freely exchanging ideas and information, then it makes it harder for all of us to maintain our freedom. As observed a year ago by one Emily Eakins, Vice President and Director of Polling at the Cato Institute, Eakins said nearly two-thirds, 62% of Americans say the political climate these days prevents them from saying the things they believe because others might find them offensive. And the share of Americans who self-censor has risen several points since 2017 when 58% of Americans agreed with that statement. And so you see, in other words, over the past 4 years of violent communist activism and the arson and the burning of our cities and the murders of our citizens have done their job. America is being threatened and intimidated to a large degree to stay silent, even when the future of freedom and liberty is at stake. And for many long months now, far too many months, it has seemed that the Democratic Communists are more committed to their agenda of transforming America than conservatives are to preserving those virtues and ideas and principles that built America from her very beginning. Many in the media, congressmen, people like Maxine Waters and Cori Bush, numerous other public figures, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, actually stoked the fires of sedition and treason, and it cannot be too much longer before we see even greater mass civil upheaval as unrest continues to run rampant in many parts of America, Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, and nearly all points in between. The professional domestic terrorist groups of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, CARE, La Raza, they're already posing significant national security threats, and they are acting at the behest of the Democratic Party. It can now be honestly named as an existential threat to all of America. My friends, there's no longer any question that Joey and his handlers, the deep state agents behind the curtain, are attempting to transition America into a communist political and social system complete with the censuring and ostracization of certain individuals through Chinese-style social credit scores and massive sweeping wholesale big tech surveillance. All sure to have Xi and the Chinese Communist Party reveling at the entire tragic comedy unfolding that has befallen America through her people's failure to jealously guard and defend the principles that brought her to life. Our American progressive communists of the Democratic Party have more in common with Hitler and Stalin and Mao and Che and Castro and all the tyrants and murderers of all history than they do with Jefferson, Madison, and the rest. Thomas Jefferson once stated, "Of liberty, I would say that in the whole plenitude of its extent, it is unobstructed action according to our will. But rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to our will within limits drawn around us by the equal rights of others." And he concluded by saying, "I do not add within the limits of the law," because law is often the tyrant's will, always so when it violates the right of an individual. Too dumb, too impaired, too controlled. Biden most likely will not be dissuaded from his current agenda for the destruction of America and the unrest that is certain to follow as a result of more crackdowns on civil liberties. Already being suggested in the wake of the new Delta variant virus, by the way. Oh, let's not forget our inalienable God-given rights and gun rights and freedom of assembly and speech and more. Opposing forces will once more be seen in violent confrontations in the streets of America. Oh, allow me to insert the fact that Biden most likely will not be dissuaded from his current agenda. Joey has no agenda. He's merely an actor that doesn't even know the lines from his script. He's being thoroughly controlled in the background. And as these situations devolve further and the economy worsens due to Joey's moronic lack of any real economic plan other than spend and tax, and no one should be surprised if and when Americans' own death squads appear and the Democratic Party communists from all walks of our society and all across this country are killed by the thousands in the streets and in the sleep at home. And yet they want to knock on our doors to make sure that we've taken the vaccine. Interesting. But in the meantime, Joey and Mark's Inc. are in a fine protected position for the moment without a care in the world or real fear of reprisal for their treason from the Obama era until now. Since most of the upper echelon command and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, like General Mark Milley, General Robert Abrams, are weak, ineffective commanders who are in their positions largely from kissing Obama's communist ass rather than from their military prowess, or their ability to defeat the enemy on the battlefield. And they all seem to support the ideas of Marx over our founding principles. Oh, they certainly aren't likely to mount a coup in the remotest sense of the word. Not after the fashion of Chile's General Augusto Pinochet in 1973 or Spain's General Francisco Franco in 1939, but that doesn't negate the possibility of some lower echelon conservative cadre forming a power base to take the action to save the country from falling into a full-blown communist dictatorship. The patriots of America, my friends, must act decisively, sooner rather than later. We've got to do it while time remains in order to counter and avoid and neutralize a cruel, malevolent dictatorship in the making. Under Joey and his communist cronies or whomever may replace him. More than some massive chaotic revolt, we must organize and prepare now under knowledgeable and capable men and women from one community to the next, county by county, state by state, in large militia groups, for the purpose of deposing and removing an incompetent and dangerous tyrant, should he take more forceful action against conservative independent Americans and continue to disregard the Constitution, the rule of righteous law, especially the Bill of Rights. We must act collectively to immediately restore our nation's founding principles and the people's inalienable God-given rights in their defense and the defense of our families in America, even if it means a civil war and burning the current system to the ground. As we fight to see those ideas most conducive and most precious to freedom and liberty, individual liberty, defended and acted upon in a manner that ensures they are more than just pretty words given a bit of lip service by some fat bureau rats with each passing election. No, my friends, America's Democratic Party communists and their fascist allies are working day and night to end every good and decent notion or achievement of America, as they also assault and suppress our inalienable God-given rights and shove America past the point of no return and towards many dark years of tyranny. And so here America sits today, in deep shit up to her ears, with a bumbling, mentally impaired old codger doing as he's told by God only knows who. It's the most astounding thing I've ever seen happen in our government and to our people. And for us to remain free and ensure our children and their children's children continue to live free, we'd all better start doing significantly better in regards to our obligations and the duties to preserve our freedom and liberty than we've done to date. And we better start today, now. For our tomorrows are getting fewer and fewer, and before we know it, we'll have waited too long, and the sun will have set upon our liberty as our tears fall like rain. I can only hope and pray that all that we've shared with you this day means something to someone, and if nothing else, makes them, makes me, makes you take more demonstrative action in the halls of government everywhere. Justin O. Smith. The nation's divided. Half patriots, half traitors. And no man can tell which from which. The sun is setting on liberty, my friends. So I take... What is today? Is today Tuesday? I wind up taking 3 days off. And there's distinctive reason for it. And I come back, and this is what I share with you. It must be done, my friends. There are days that I cannot stomach going on the air, because there's so much more negativity that it must bring to each and every one of you. It's not because I want to share negativity. It's not because I want to, you know, be the bad guy. It's to make us think beyond the level that we're currently thinking. Remember our quote from FederalObserver.com. The phrase, the fall of America, suggests some cataclysmic event ended the American empire, which had stretched from Maine to California and Florida to Washington. But at the end, there was no straining at the gates. No barbarian horde that dispatched the empire in one fell swoop. Rather, our empire has fallen slowly as a result of challenges from within and without. It's changed over the course of several hundred years until its form has become unrecognizable. Now, I've shared with you in the past, I have altered that quotation. That quotation was originally written about the fall of Rome. And we think we're so damn much better? No. Not one bit, my friends. We have become equally as blind, equally as ignorant as those Romans had become. Unbelievable. By the way, I invite you to visit Federal Observer tonight. There's a couple of really interesting pieces. One's entitled, All Is Now Said. It's just a giant graphic. Oh, it all fits with the program we've done tonight. But there's another piece that'll make you smile, because there's still some people like this, and I pray God you are one of them. It's entitled One Way. Or Another. I meant to get that up to you earlier. Thanks, man. We're going to do something a little unusual tonight. We're a couple of minutes away from it. We're going to close this program tonight with the same piece of music that we opened with. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you. How profound. New column by Neil Ross. I kind of embarrassed him to backing off for a while because his writing is just so outrageously long. People weren't reading it. Got a new piece he's just come out with called The Odds Were Never in Our Favor. In a lot of respects, it's a continuation of much that we've talked about tonight. And I know that after a while, that gets ugly. You don't want to hear it. So what are you going to do? Turn away from it? Walk away from it? Ignore it? Tune in? Get entertained? I'm not here to entertain. I would, in some respects, like to extend an apology for the looseness of my language tonight on three occasions. But you know what? I'm not going to apologize for it. What I've said needs to be said. Hook, line, and sinker. If you don't want to listen to reality, you don't want to listen to truth, then I'm sorry. You shouldn't be tuning in. Happy birthday, America. Guys, take care of yourself. Thanks for being with us tonight. It's the 4th of July. Good night.
I get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seem like everybody's pissing, on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America, whatever's left of you. You were the darling when you saved the world, WW1 and 2. France would just be part of Germany now if it hadn't been for you. Now your children want to turn you in to something other than yourself. They burn your flag in their city streets more than anybody else. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seems like everybody's pissing on red, white, and blue. Whatever's left of you. Who they gonna count on when you're not there to take their call? Will the world keep right on spinning without the greatest of them all? Without the helping hand of God, your days are numbered, my old friend. Wish you're gonna miss you, girl. You were the best that's ever been. Happy birthday, America. By the left's design, and the right can't seem to get it right most of the time. Every time I go to town and vote, I just come home with blues. The lesser of two evils, all we ever get to choose. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seems like everybody's pissing on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you. Happy birthday, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.